The school would advertise their mission statement, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
Whose idea was that?
All of us wanted to do that. The special thing about school theology, it was a part of the university. And Oral got this idea of body, mind, and spirit, so we got the aerobic center. That was he and the whole man, the whole person, we would say now. Later, Orr asked himself, what are those inevitable needs, those inescapable needs that all human beings will have? And he said, well, they'll need a doctor. They're going to get sick. They need a minister if they're going to know the Lord. They need business, and they need dentistry and nurses. He named all the areas for which we were going to have school. They need education. Then Orr's idea, and it was a gem, was that we were going to be a whole person's university for a whole person's world. That's never been heard of anywhere else. Orr heard from God, and Dr. Hamilton put that in academic terms and academic classes, so that would be a possibility.
You know, I admired him for this thing of body, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
Because we now know today how we're all active and keeping our body healthy. Yes. And whole.
Yes.
He was ahead of this curve that's on right now.
That's right.
By proclaiming body, mind, and spirit. He was way ahead of it.
Many years ahead of it.
Yeah.
That was amazing. People responded to that all over. We had to do aerobic points at ORU. I had to do aerobic points. Everybody there did exercise. The classes were very, very stimulating. He was ahead in media. The lectures were on tape. And they had places at graduate housing, so if you missed a lecture, you could go there and hear the lecture. Way before virtual campuses, which are all over the place now, Asbury Seminaries were first started. But ORU was a place that was very much part of the bloodstream of the university.
How did he prepare? Did he have to really prepare his sermons?
I think Orr had a steel trap mind. I think he had a filing cabinet in his head. He had his best thoughts just when he was doing nothing. One Sunday morning, he drove through the campus and saw what was in a triangle where the Learning Resource Center later would be. He said, that's a triangle. Now, that's not complete, and I knew it wasn't complete. Lord, what's supposed to go in the other part of that? And university was in his mind, and he said, So you know what they did? They put 200 feet on one side of that triangle on the right side of it, and then put another triangle on the other side and enlarged both and said, now, I got my diamond. He was amazing. God spoke to him, and he knew how to listen.